Turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like a fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
I'm Glenn Moberg. You're listening to the voice of Landau Eugene Murphy Jr., who will be performing tonight, Thursday night, in a very special celebration concert at Century World in Stevens Point, a concert which will also feature three other very special vocal talents from three of the most famous and influential rock ensembles in American history: Glenn Leonard of the Temptations, Joe Coleman of the Platters, and Joe Blunt of the Drifters, who have joined forces as Leonard, Coleman, and Blunt, and who are here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studios with Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. for a very special edition of Route 51. And yes, they will be performing a cappella versions of their signature tunes later on this program.
Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr., you're a young man, you've got dreadlocks, you don't look like Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra, but you obviously love their music. Why do Dean and Frank give you a kick in the head?
It's just timeless music, you know, it's feel-good music, blue sky, puffy cloud music, brings back a lot of great memories for our grandparents and for of the world, and it's also a good avenue for the generations to come to know what good music was all about.
How has life been treating you since you won that sixth season of America's Got Talent?
Well, it's been amazing. It's been a tremendous whirlwind. My life has never been the same, as Howie Mandel told me on that show. It's never been the same ever since. But, you know, I stay grounded in it, and I'm continued to be thankful for the blessings that I have.
Now, the classic pop standards, the swing jazz of the 50s and 60s, and for Glenn Leonard, Joe Coleman, and Joe Blunt, the classic rhythm and blues, the early rock and roll, the doo-wop of that same time period, that's some of the greatest music ever written.
Yes, it is, and that's why I'm in this genre now.
Tell us how you fell in with Leonard, Coleman, and Blunt.
I went back home after winning America's Got Talent and got with one of my it's like my cousin's childhood friend from high school, and I made him my manager. And me and him start touring around, and then, you know, the fans start asking for a Christmas CD. And we put this Christmas CD together, and I wanted to do a version of Silent Night, but the best version that I've ever heard was the Temptations version.
We'll be playing that a little bit later.
Yeah, so I was just like, how am I going to like do a version of Silent Night, you know, that's going to compare to that? And that was my biggest, you know, problem at that time. So my manager, Burke Allen, told me that he knew about Glenn Leonard from the D.C. area. And I was like, man, that's the guy from the, he was like, yeah, that's the guy from the Silent Night, Temptations version. I was like, well, get him. And then he reached out to Glenn, and Glenn, you know, said that he would do it. So we flew him out, and we went in the studio and knocked out a cool version of Silent Night together. And
Glenn, what's it like working with Landau?
Well, Landau's a natural, and he's one of the easiest. I've been around this business a while, and you meet a whole lot of characters. But he is so unique in that he's himself. He doesn't change. That's one of the beautiful things about him. The success hasn't changed him. And so he was just easy, down to earth, and, you know, everyday guy. And I like that.
Joe Blunt, what's it like working with Landau?
It's been a ball. It really is. Landau is an amazing new talent, and it's an easy guy to work with. You know, he actually could have gone into comedy as a comedian as well, because he keeps us laughing all the time.
Joe Coleman?
Yeah. Yeah, you sold my line. I was going to say the kid could do stand-up if he wanted to, for sure. But when you work with someone who's kind of true to the music, it makes it easy. And, you know, he he brings that Frank vibe just the way it is. It just, you know, no chaser.
How long have the three of you been playing together?
Well, it's called how you look at this thing, right?
Yeah, back in the day, they used to comb their hair with fish bones.
Sound like the Flintstones. Yeah, right.
We've kind of known each other all our lives. This is Joe Coleman formerly the Platters. We've known each other all our lives, really. The three of us since teenagers, but Joe Blunt from Drifters and I have known each other since we were kids. But LCB, Leonard Coleman Blunt, it's been about 5 years now that we kind of put that together.
And how do the audiences react when they see you get up there performing those old songs that they grew up with? Joe Blunt, I want to hear from you.
Well, the reaction has been amazing. It really is. Those songs came from an era that where music was really, really good music. You know, a lot of great songwriters. And the reaction we've had from audiences all over the place, young and old, has been really amazing.
We've got Joe Blunt of the Drifters, Joe Coleman of the Platters, Glenn Leonard of the Temptations, and also Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. They are performing tonight. That's Thursday night in a special celebration concert at Century World in Stevens Point. Earlier, I had a chance to talk to Century World General Manager Mike James about the event, and let's listen to the tape.
I was on the plane with them coming over, and I had that same feeling of, I can't believe I'm, you know, sitting here with these great entertainers, songs that everybody has grown up listening to, you know. When we decided to do this celebration concert, you know, I was looking for a name, a band that would be a real good feature, something that people would enjoy and people that would be able to identify with this music for multi-generations.
Why did you feel that you needed to do a celebration concert for Century World?
That really is a great question, and there's so many reasons why we wanted to do this concert. We're celebrating the fact that the facility was down for nearly 2 years under construction, and that people couldn't play tennis or couldn't play golf here for that period of time, and the fact now that they can resume those activities. We're celebrating the fact that PJ's this month, a year ago, we opened. We also are going to celebrate the end of this season we call PJ's Live, which was a summer music series. It went from May all the way through last week. So we're celebrating our first full season of PJ's Live. The golf course is open. I mean, there are so many things that we're celebrating and we're so thankful for, and we're thankful for the community who supported it so well.
Are there still tickets available at this point, or are you sold out?
Oh, yes, we have tickets available. Now, because of the threat of rain tomorrow, there's about a 40% chance, and with all the equipment, we just didn't want to take a chance. So we're going to move it inside in our field house. There'll be plenty of room in there, but tickets are available. You can buy the general admission tickets for $15 plus tax. And then we are also offering a preferred ticket, which is $45 plus tax, and that gets you preferred parking. It gets you entrance into PJ's restaurant. We'll have a bunch of food stations set up for people to eat, and then also preferred seating up next to the stage. So there's a couple options there. Both options are going to be easy for fans and easy for listening, and it's going to be a great evening.
And that's Mike James, General Manager of Century World, in an interview that was recorded yesterday. Mike says you can still get tickets for tonight. They'll be available at the door, or you can get them before that at the Century World Pro Shop. Now, they are suggesting that you not try to order those tickets online because they won't get to you in time because the show is tonight. But there's plenty of seating available. There will be plenty of chairs available, but you can bring your own folding chair if you'd like. And there will be food and drink. Those preferred tickets get you into PJ's at 5 o'clock. The gates open at 6 for general admission, and the show starts at 7. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Today on Route 51, we are talking with Glenn Leonard of the Temptations, Joe Coleman of the Platters, Joe Blunt of the Drifters, and Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. They're performing at Century World tonight. If you'd like to talk to our guests, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. If you've been touched by their music, I'm sure they'd like to hear from you. Again, that's 1-800-780-9742, or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I will read it live on the air. Now, for our listeners who aren't familiar with your music, maybe there are one or two of them out there, we're going to be playing some of the great hits from the Drifters, Platters, and Temptations that shaped rock and roll history. And Joe Blunt, we're going to start out with you because the Drifters have this amazing history going back more than 60 years. You actually started, the band started in 1953.
Oh, yeah. Quite a while ago, a little before my time.
But over 114 million album sales, 214 million single sales. That's quite a tradition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's amazing the quality of the music from that era. Again, I mentioned the songwriting that was so prominent during that time. Lieber and Stoller and Carole King and some of the great songwriters of the day were involved in a lot of that material.
Carole King wrote Up on the Roof, which was a big hit for the Drifters, and Lieber and Stoller wrote a lot of the early stuff. And again, a big succession of hits in the early 60s. You had a very progressive use of strings on There Goes My Baby, first time that had been done, followed by Stand By Me, Save the Last Dance For Me, This Magic Moment, Up on the Roof, on Broadway, Under the Boardwalk, and the group's still recording today.
Yeah, it's been an amazing history, it really has.
Now, the group started out as a straightforward rhythm and blues band led by Clyde McFatter. So let's listen to a medley of songs by the Drifters from different points in their history. We're going to start out with Money Honey with Clyde McFatter on the vocals.
To tell me what was on his mind. He said, "Mud honey, yes, mud honey, mud honey. If you wanna stay here with me."
The park, you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Unbearable, unbearable, yeah. On a blanket with my baby. Under the boardwalk.
And Joe Blunt, you were with the band when they recorded that song.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the big, big hits in the Europe market as well, very big in the UK, and we toured quite extensively during that period.
And I noticed that the Drifters are going to be releasing another Greatest Hits compilation later, I think in a day or two. It's called Stand By Me, the very best of the Drifters, which includes their greatest hits and new material.
Yeah, absolutely.
What accounts for this group's longevity, the staying power of those old songs, but also you were really on the cutting edge of so many musical trends in the 50s and 60s and later the 70s?
Yeah, that was an interesting time, especially in the early days, because up until that point, the use of strings and orchestration and so forth in music, in soul music, was kind of rare. And when the Drifters came out with There Goes My Baby and all of those songs that came in that period. Part of the success of it was the orchestration and the overall sound of the music.
And some people found it difficult to listen to at first. I read one old review of There Goes My Baby, and the guy said it sounded like two radio stations playing at the same time, you know?
Yeah, it was phenomenal music, though, and a succession of great lead vocalists like Benny King and Johnny Moore and Clyde McFadden and all the guys that started all that. It's been amazing. It really has.
Joe Blunt of the Drifters, Glenn Leonard of the Temptations, Joe Coleman of the Platters, and Landau Eugene Murphy, Jr., 1-800-780-9742. Let's go to Ray in Rhinelander. Ray, you're on Route 51.
Hi, Glenn. It's Ray Quicksilver. Once again, a wonderful show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think he was talking to me, Glenn.
Oh, okay. Well, you say Glenn, I'm going to answer.
Well, Glenn, both Glenns. I mean, come on. Let's take credit for both of you. Anyways, I'm a radio host on WXPR 91.7 here in Rhinelander, and we play a variety of this kind of music, and we absolutely love it. We get a wonderful response. But for me personally, growing up in the 60s, I was working at American Motors. It's a car factory there in Milwaukee, and going to school later at night. And we used to listen to WNOV Soul Power at the plant. And when these songs would come on, you know, we had just a really good cross of different cultures and people work there. We'd start dancing in the aisles and really having a good time. Even the foremen would be doing it. It was a great time, you know. And it just brings back so many memories, and even to this day. And I have to give a tribute also to the Funk Brothers, who played and did so much music for everybody. But, you know, the power to love, the soul, Motown, all that, it's just enriching so many people's lives and to this day. And I wanted to personally thank you all for what you've done for me and others, and keep the cool is the rule going.
Well, Ray, you were working at American Motors. That music sounded pretty good on the transistor radio and your Rambler Nash, too, in 1962.
Well, right. I mean, it was amazing, you know. And also, we had those government contracts for all the military vehicles and everything else. But, I mean, that plant was located right in the perfect hub of everything. I mean, it was great. Everybody got along. Everything was cool. It was just amazing. So thank you very much. And I got to get back to what I'm doing, but I just wanted to thank you all for a wonderful life.
All right, Ray, thanks so much for the phone call. And again, Ray is on WXPR. That's independent public radio out of Rhinelander 91.7. And it's one of those few radio stations where the disc jockey comes in and they've got all these CDs and records and there's no format. They can play anything they want. Glenn Leonard, tell me about the Funk Brothers. He brought them up, and they were really instrumental in crafting the sound of the Temptations and the other Motown groups.
Yeah, the Funk Brothers were the musicians who played on all of those hits. In addition, they just didn't play on Temptations hits. They played on every hit that came out of Motown. Bunch of great musicians, you know. And something about when you get the right chemistry, the right guys together, it clicks. But let me just say this first, and you said this a few times. I don't want people to get confused. We're formerly of the Platters, the Drifters, and the Temptations, because the Temptations are still working today, and we don't want people running to a Temptation show looking for Glenn Leonard.
Got it. Well, Joe Coleman, formerly of the Platters. let's move on to that other great vocal group, really influenced rock music, and you had been touring with them in recent years.
Yes, I think I've toured with him up to 2004. I started with him in the early to mid-80s, and through 2004 I was with the group, yep.
Well, here's a medley of their greatest hits, and we're going to follow that, Joe, with one of your own recent compositions, a selection off of the soundtrack to a play you performed in, If This Hat Could Talk.
Come on now. All right.
Change in me, for it's true, you are my destiny. When you hold my hand, I understand.
dream come true, my one and only you. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. Oh, when love's on fire, you must be alive. Smoke gets in your eyes. Yes, I'm the great pretender, just laughing and gay like a clown. I sing to be what I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown, pretending that you're still around.
Coleman, that's one of your original compositions, yeah, off of If This Hat Could Talk. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Heal Me. Yeah, I was blessed to do a musical on the life of one of my most favorite people, the great civil rights icon, Dr. Dorothy Irene Height, who was the head of the National Council of Negro Women and was involved in most every major civil rights situation over the last 80 years. And so I wrote this musical called If This Hat Could Talk. I had Melba Moore as, and Stephanie Mills as my lead singer. Lead characters, played Dr. Hyde and Mary Cobbethune.
And you had 26 original compositions.
26, yep, yes indeed. In fact, I was still with the Plavers when I wrote most of that music. I was in Las Vegas, and I don't gamble, so I spent most of my day writing songs.
What inspires you when you write songs? Do you come up with the lyrics first, or the music first, or does it kind of gel together?
You know, it all depends. It's some sort of outside influence. Either sparks the melody, which I normally hear the melody first, right? I wrote a song called I Gave My All, which was Dr. Height's big song to thank people for all of their support over the years. And I was walking I was heading down the hall to at the Sarah Hotel, heading to rehearsal, and the melody hit me. I ran back to my room, grabbed my tape recorder to put it down before I forgot it. And, you know, so it just came out of the blue, you know. Yeah.
1-800-780-9742. Let's go to Claire in Baraboo. Claire, you're on with Joe Coleman, Joe Blunt, Glenn Leonard, and Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Hi, Glenn, and what a thrill to have the chance to speak with these fine gentlemen. I so admire them, and what a great show to put together. I'm really excited. I'm going to get up there tonight to Stevens Point and hear you guys.
All right. Excellent.
My question is,
turn off the cell phone, Claire.
I thought that was the ice cream man or something like that.
Good Lord.
It's the Frosty.
Sorry.
All right, make it quick, Claire.
Okay, my question is, do you think we'll ever have music as great as that again? Because, in my opinion, today's music just does not hold a candle. Your music is so inspiring and beautiful and touching and romantic and memorable.
Claire, thanks so much for the phone call. Let's let Landau, the youngster of the group here, respond to that question.
Yeah, I think we will, Claire, because there's people like me that's in the music industry, and I'm getting all my lessons from these great guys sitting next to me.
All right. Well, we've saved some of the best For last, we're going to listen to some music now by The Temptations. The group revolutionized rock music in the 60s, along with other Motown artists. We talked about the Funk Brothers. These guys were actually jazz musicians in Detroit, and you know, they'd perform in jazz clubs at night and lay down the tracks for Motown during the day. Yeah. So, Glenn Leonard, let's listen to a string of your big hits, and we're going to end with one that you sing on, which is a Christmas song, The Temptations version of Silent Night. Glenn Leonard of The Temptations singing that beautiful rendition of Silent Night. Glenn, that is still one of the most listened to versions of that classic Christmas song anywhere.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
The religious message in that song was important to you.
Well, yes, it is. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the Savior, Jesus Christ. And the interesting thing about that album, we didn't really know what it was going to do, and when we decided to do that album, we had the studio time booked. The producers changed, and so somebody, I think it was maybe an Otis or somebody, said, "Well, let's do a Christmas album. We haven't done one in a while." So in a week's time, they sat down and slated out some songs, told us, gave us the arrangements, and we put it together, and that became a classic. So it's kind of like my signature song.
You left The Temptations to become a minister. You've been ordained. You've got a doctorate degree. You founded, and you're serving as the pastor of a church in Houston.
Well, no, not now.
Not at
this point. When I left The Temptations, I took about a year off to kind of just chill out, relax, gather my thoughts to see what I wanted to do next. And I went back to my roots and went back to church. Got involved in ministry. I was licensed, ordained, have a doctorate in theology and the arts. And but I knew I was going to go back to the industry. That's my platform. And the thing is to take the message outside of the walls of the church and give people hope and inspire them. And that's what a lot of this music that we've been talking about, that people still love so much, that's the essence of it. It inspires people. It lifts them.
Joe Blunt and Joe Coleman, religious music has always been important in your lives. We understand that you both started singing at an early age at a Baptist church in Washington, D.C.
That's correct. That's how it all started. And we got our musical roots from that type of song, so that type of music and so forth in the church. And we were members of the youth choir together that our mothers were directors, co-directors of. And that's how it all started.
Well, I want to take that a little deeper. Like I said, this is my favorite story, so I don't mind telling it often. But I was probably about 6 or 7 years old, and I came home from school, and I'm coming to my home, and my mother yells downstairs, and she said, "Joey, it's time to get ready for choir rehearsal." And I said, "Mom, I'm not in the choir." And she said, "Oh, I didn't tell you? You're in the choir." And so that's actually the beginning of my journey, and this is where I met this young man. We were,
so you Joe Blunt and Joe Coleman, you met each other as kids, as church.
Yeah. Sunday school and in the junior choir at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in Washington, D.C. Yes, indeed.
You know, yep. What a lot of people don't know is that we've been in, three or four groups together, different groups. He and I started out, Joe Blunt and I started out in junior high school in a group called the Chancellors. Then we had another group called Instant Groove. Mm-hmm. Then we put together the True Reflections, where we met. That's when I met Joe Coleman.
Right. And that was a group on Atlantic Records.
Yeah.
Glenn Leonard, formerly of the Temptations. Joe Blunt, formerly of the Drifters. Joe Coleman, formerly of the Platters. Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. They'll be performing tonight at Century World in Stevens Point. The show starts at 7, and there are still tickets available. You can buy them at the door or at the Pro Shop anytime today. When we come back, they will be performing a cappella versions of some of their signature songs. But first, here's something stupid from Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
Thank you to the business sponsors who help support WPR programs, including Qualine Fence Corporation, Buttonwood Partners Incorporated, and Madison Symphony Orchestra. Become a business sponsor. Go to WPR.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Northwind Renewable Energy, Stevens Point, with a focus on renewable energy system design and installation, including solar, wood, and deep energy retrofits to existing buildings. NorthwindRE.com.
I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio, and today on Route 51, we are talking with Glenn Leonard of the Temptations, Joe Coleman of the Platters, Joe Blunt, formerly of the Drifters, who will be performing at Century World tonight with Landau Eugene Murphy Jr., the winner of the sixth season of America's Got Talent. And the show starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $15 for general admission, $45 for preferred seating, which gets you a meal at PJ's Restaurant. You can get the tickets at the Pro Shop at Century World, and it is indoors at the Fieldhouse. And you should be able to also get them at the door. So, gentlemen, we're going to play some music now live in our studios. I love these segments. Put on your headsets and tell us what we're going to start out with.
Well, first of all, let me say this. You're not going to get Memorex this morning. First, it's a cappella and it's early. Singers don't sing. First tenors don't sing this early. So we got to wake the vocal cords up. It was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. How about that?
Can I do the other part?
Every night on my knees I pray.
Can we hear my girl?
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Yes,
yes, I do.
Baby.
Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way? My girl, talking about my little girl, yeah.
My girl,
woo.
Okay, that's all.
Blue bass line.
Gentlemen, that just sounded great. That just sounded great. The harmonies are so effortless for you. How does that work, where you can just kind of feel each other out? Maybe it's because you've been singing together your whole
that's
lives.
That's part of it right
that's
there.
It, is feeling each other.
We know each other. Yeah. We know each other vocally. And we've been friends for years. And so we know each other's voice. We know each other's range. Yeah. And so we kind of already know where each other going to go, you know. So,
right.
Mm. Are there a lot of people coming up who still sing those beautiful harmonies in ensembles like the ones you were in? I don't
it's
hear a lot
think.
Of them.
I don't either. I don't. The group concept kind of gave way to the solo artist. Everybody wanted to be the. Be the star, you know. and so even the groups that came together as groups broke up a lot sooner than you would think, you know, because
you had people like Drew Hill, you had like people like Jodeci that was actually doing things like that. But you know, those guys ended up breaking off and going solo and having separate careers. Cisco left Drew Hill and became Cisco.
And
Casey and JoJo left Jodeci and became Casey and JoJo. So it's just like
Even the female groups did the same thing. In Vogue and all those groups.
Beyonce.
They all kind of had to go off.
But you know, one of the things that added to the length of the Temptations career was they had five lead singers. Right. Not many groups have more than one lead voice. And so when you have five different guys who can carry the lead, you know, it gives you extra length in your career. So Eddie Kendricks had a run. Paul Williams had a run. David Ruffin had a run. Dennis Edwards had a run. That's about 60 years right there, right?
So.
And Joe Blunt, the Drifters, too, went through a string of great lead singers. Clyde McFadder, Benny King. Who am I missing? Besides Joe Blunt, of course.
Rudy Lewis.
Rudy
one
Lewis,
of the great,
yeah.
Great,
of the great
ones. Sung Up on a Roof and On Broadway, that sort of thing. But, you know, Ben and Johnny and Rudy, as I say, were three of the primary ones back in the day, as they say. It's amazing how even with the various lead voices that were recorded and so forth, the sound, the basic quality of the sound remained great, you know, and that's part of what brought about the success.
And Joe Coleman, you toured for a long time with the Platters, and they're still performing.
Yeah, they're still performing. They, matter of fact, I saw them recently in Washington, D.C., at a beautiful club called Bethesda Blues and Jazz Club. And a gentleman that I trained, but the name is Frank Pizarro, took over as the lead singer of the Platters. The group, the main group now is the group that was Herb Reed's group, Herb Reed being the bass, the original bass singer out of Boston.
Right.
And thankfully, before he died, he was able to secure the trademark for the name The Platters in 2010, I think, and he died in 2012, unfortunately. But he at least got to realize, the return of the Platters legacy to himself. So
and Landau, that music, that old music, had such staying power, and it not only had rhythm. I mean, we've got the rhythm of the rhythm and blues, and the swing music that you do certainly has that syncopated driving rhythm behind it, but beautiful melodies, beautiful harmonies, and beautiful lyrics, and chord progressions, sophisticated chord progressions.
Yeah, like these guys have been saying, I think all of it was like just blue sky, puffy cloud music, and it made you feel good. I mean, listen to the guy who just called in, you know, 15 minutes ago, people dancing in the aisles while they're at work, all different races together in one harmony. And that's basically what we're trying to do with this music. It's unfortunate that, like, you know, most of the groups nowadays are not even doing that or bringing that type of feeling to the work environment or the work person nowadays, because everything is gone to auto tunes and all this other, you know, synthesized things. It's not even real vocals anymore. So it's just
you know, Landau, to your point, it's like a lot of the young guys tried to skip over the history,
right?
And you know, and do something that they considered new. Of course, it's not. It's not. You know, it's hard to do new music.
Yeah, exactly. And not to mention that you can understand what we're singing.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you can understand the words.
Yeah. And Landau, that's what Frank Sinatra said. The first thing with him was enunciation. Yeah. It wasn't the vocal power. It wasn't his tone. It was, can you understand the words?
Right. And then the words had so much meaning that once you understood it, you got it. And then you took that and carried it off into your life, into your family time, into dinner time, into your workplace, you know, and made that a home away from home. So that's basically what this music does, and that gives it its staying power.
Mm-hmm. Joe Coleman of formerly of the Platters. Glenn Leonard, formerly of the Temptations. Joe Blunt, formerly of the Drifters.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr., formerly of America's Got Talent.
And Landau, if you could see Landau here, he sings just like Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, and he's a young man with dreadlocks. So there is hope for the world. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. The four of them will be performing tonight at Century World in Stevens Point. The Century World website is on our Facebook page. We've got about 10 minutes of the show left. If you'd like to talk to these gentlemen, if their music has touched you, if it means something to you, if it brings back memories, you can give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page. I'll read it on the air.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Katie's American Indian Arts, Madison Jazz Society, and Ministry Healthcare. You too can help ensure the future of WPR with your business sponsorship. Find out more at wpr.org/sponsor. Support also comes from Christine Bremer Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-law.com.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr., another great swinging song popularized by Frank Sinatra.
Yes, it is.
Now, who goes out and listens to you perform this stuff? I mean, I can imagine that older people who grew up listening to it love it, but I would hope you're turning on a new, younger generation to the music,
and
too.
That's what I love about doing it, is that it's bringing great-grandparents along with great-grandchildren together in the same place at the same time, and they're enjoying the same music. You know, and that's bringing the families back together. So I'm blessed to be a part of that whole, you know, crooner classic realm. And now, you know, that I'm like a new pioneer in it, you know, I'm sort of the Pied Piper to bring in the younger generation. So I'm really enjoying it.
Tell us about the musicians you'll be playing with tonight, your band.
Oh, my band is a combination of great players out of West Virginia, Ohio, and I would say Kentucky. And a lot of them have PhDs in music. They're professors at Marshall, West Virginia State, West Virginia University, Athens, Ohio University, all these other different colleges. And the great part about it is all of these guys are like great musicians. And my lead trumpet player actually played for Tom Jones for 33 years and Frank Sinatra. You know, his name is Greg Wing. So a lot of people, he probably won't be here tonight. I don't think he is. Greg is not here tonight.
I didn't see him.
No, he's not here tonight. But it consists of people like that. So, I mean, they're just amazing guys. I went back home and I put all these guys together where they were already together, and I found them, walked in, listened to them, gave them an audition, and I hired them right there on the spot.
And how long have you been touring with the other three gentlemen
about
here?
Two years. About 2 years. We started with that Christmas thing, and then, you know, my management linked me up with these guys, and we've been kicking it like homies ever since.
Let's go back to the phones. Tony in Athens, you are on with Joe Coleman, Joe Blunt, Glenn Leonard, and Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Thanks for having me on. A friend of mine just wrote a great book, Charles Hughes' name is, called Country Soul, Making Music and Making Race. It's about, part of it, a large part of it's about the Memphis sound. And I was wondering what you guys think that is. And if you've been influenced by it, because you're talking about that era when you're talking about the Temptations and Otis and throwing these names around. I'll take my comments off the air.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Joe Coleman.
Yeah. Memphis Soul. Yeah. That's Al Green and all those guys down that avenue. Yeah. Willie Mitchell, those guys. It's a real, real serious funk. Funk low with blues on top of it, and just thumping music, I call it, and just kind of that kind of groove thing. And it's laced throughout most R&B music, no matter where it comes from, but it has its own distinct sound.
Yeah, President Obama does a pretty good Al Green impression.
Yeah, he did good.
What advice do you gentlemen have for aspiring young artists? Glenn, why don't we let you handle that one?
Well, you know, the first thing I would say is follow your dream. You got to follow your dream and find the uniqueness in yourself, even though you may do something similar to other artists. Everybody has been inspired by somebody. And don't let anybody steer you away from what you feel is your dream. And you got to be true to it. You got to stay with it. Sometimes right when you think it's the worst moment that can happen in your life, something will come out of that. So you got to look at each and every event, each and every gig, each and every rehearsal. One of the things that I always try to advise young artists, aspiring artists, is this. You got to love the preparation more than the performance, because you spend more time rehearsing, singing the songs over and over and over. You spend 1 hour in that concert. It may take you 3 months to put that concert together and get it tight. So you got to love the preparation more than the performance.
Do young people want to put in that kind of work?
Well, that's what separates the men from the boys. What can I tell you? You know, if you're willing to put the work in, it'll pay off.
How do you guys keep your sanity on the road? I mean, it's a tough business, touring, dealing with club owners, record labels, business managers. A lot of people burn out.
Well, you know, it's for me, it's a simple formula. You be ready for your show. After the show, you go straight to the hotel and go to bed. See, you hear how everybody's laughing at that? Because that's the big battle right there.
Guys, thanks so much for being with us. We are completely out of time. We want to thank today's guests, Glenn Leonard of the Temptations, Joe Coleman of the Platters, and Joe Blunt, formerly of the Drifters, collectively Leonard Coleman and Blunt, and Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. They'll be performing tonight, Thursday night at 7 at Century World in Stevens Point. You can find out more at CenturyWorld.com, and you can buy tickets at the Century World Pro Shop. $45 preferred tickets include dinner at PJ's and reserved seats. There are also $15 general admission tickets, and tickets will be available tonight at the door. You can find out more about our guests at LandauMurphyJr.com, GlennLeonard.biz, JSColemanEnterprises.com, and TheDriftersLegends.com/Joe Blunt. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Dean Kallenbach, and our on-air producer, John Ritger. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme song. Next week on Route 51, we look at the intersection of art and the environment as we profile the 40th annual Birds in Art exhibit at the Woodson Art Museum in Wausau. Remember to follow us on Facebook. If you missed part of the show, you can hear it in its entirety Friday evening at 7 on WHRM 90.9 FM Wausau. And you can download it at WPR.org/Route51. Thanks for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin. And until next week, we're heading out of town.